This is Chapter 4 of the Collected Work, Permission to Return. Django Lived AU. A Star Wars Clone Wars Era Star Wars Legends fanfic, written by Manai and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 R-ish and contains the pairing Alpha-17 Obi-Wan Kenobi, with additional tags for Alpha-17 is a BAMF, Obi-Wan Kenobi needs a hug, Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Possessive Behavior, Obsessive Behavior, The Clones Were a Trap, Tumblr Fic. Summary. The clones were a trap for the Sith as much as they were for the Jedi. From the Jedi Council chambers, Coruscant spread out before them, the fires still raging from their onslaught. Alpha had been the one to suggest the location, while studying maps and architectural notes on the planet, and he was pleased at how well it worked out. Their surviving opponents, the ones worth keeping alive, were arrayed so they could watch their home's destruction. Nothing would ever make up for what the Republic had done to Mandalore, of what the new Mandalorians had reaped against their culture. But this was the first step. As Boer had wanted these few to feel the hopelessness that the Mandoade had felt for so long, to appreciate their resilience and ruthlessness. For Alpha 17, it was perhaps a little more personal. He'd been as much a sleeper agent as all the Vode at the beginning of the war the Sith Lords brought, his memories suppressed so that he could work with the Jedi without them ever sensing something was amiss. Even once he'd been awoken from that state, remembering the true plan Django had for his children, there had been 3 Jedi that Alpha 17 had not entirely hated. Shaak Ti had been captured on Kamino and was being kept in stasis, one of the stasis pods that had been used for Alpha 17 and the other arcs when they'd first met. Skywalker? He had sided with the Sith and been taken out alongside them, his mind too twisted with force grief for him to hear reason. Neither of them would have been Alphas to claim regardless. There were other Vode closer to them. Perhaps Kote would say there were other Vode closer to Obi-Wan as well, but Alpha 17 was willing to pull rank in this case. He'd seen him first, had worked with him first, had been the one to comfort him on those first long nights after they'd escaped Ventress. Then, Obi-Wan had been a knight, one surprisingly competent in war. He'd been brilliant in battle, clever in covert operations, and Alpha 17 had felt closer to him in those moments than he'd ever felt to anyone. Now, he was a master and a counselor, had been forced to compromise himself in even worse ways to adhere to what the Jedi wanted from him. There were very few Jedi left to enforce that conditioning now, and Alpha planned to break Obi-Wan of it, to remind him who he was, what he should have been. The first step had already been accomplished. Obi-Wan was well aware that the Chancellor had been a Sith, that the war had been a lie. And he'd seen Skywalker running around with creepy yellow eyes working for him. At the moment, Windu, missing an arm and battered, was trying to enter into some sort of verbal battle with Django, as if the Mandalore would feel any need to do so. The few remaining senators being held near him were backing him up, equally ineffectual. Obi-Wan, by far the most likely to be able to move Django into acknowledging him, if only because of the fluent Mandoa that flowed from his lips so sweetly, with the Concord Dawn accent he'd picked up from the Vode, stayed silent. As a sign of approval, Alpha 17 brought him a ration bar and a canteen, finally allowing himself to check for the injuries that the medics had already assured him weren't bad. "How did we not notice?" Obi-Wan murmured as he watched him, most likely being rhetorical. "We were trained to suppress our knowledge of the greater plan, our true feelings about what was going on." Alpha 17 smirked. "You knew the whole thing was some sort of trap from the beginning. Are you surprised to find out you were right?" Obi-Wan's eyes squeezed shut, but just for a moment, before opening again and shining as fiercely as they ever did in a physical fight. "Everything was fake. Everything you felt, everything you did?" That sort of thinking couldn't be allowed to continue. And Alpha 17 grabbed Obi-Wan's chin, leaning in, letting his own intensity and honesty flow off of him in waves. "Not everything. Not with you." There was a quick intake of breath at his words, his conviction, and Obi-Wan seemed to waver for a moment before settling himself again. Alpha 17 had never wanted to be a Jedi, but he wished he was capable of the bonds they spoke of, that he and Obi-Wan could have tied themselves together, and he could see through his facade to what he was truly feeling. Speeches were not his thing. Quick advice and a beating if it wasn't followed had been his method of teaching, but Obi-Wan didn't learn that way. Alpha 17 had already worked out the angle of what he was going to say. Had run it by Kote, Boyle and Waxer, Rex, whatever Vode he could speak to, who knew Obi-Wan at the time they were finally awaking. "You love Mandalore. Not the false Mandalore or the new Mandalorians, but the real one. The culture, the language, the people." Obi-Wan watched him, not trying to deny it. "If that was all you had, if there'd been no Jedi Order for you and you were Mandalad, what would you have done to preserve it? To stop the genocide the Republic was sponsoring?" "So to stop the genocide against your people, you've committed one against mine." "Are all of you dead? Are you incapable of rebuilding?" he challenged, even though he knew Jango would never allow the Jedi to remain what they were. But it was working. Obi-Wan, who hadn't slept in at least 3 days, who had watched the boy he'd raised betray him and be killed, who had found out the slave army he'd reluctantly led were the trap he'd suspected, was as vulnerable in mind as he was in body at the moment. Alpha 17 brushed back the lock of hair that always wanted to flop into Obi-Wan's eyes, his calloused fingers caressing the face he'd memorized 2 years before and held in his mind on lonely nights. "Focus on surviving right now. See what the new world we're building will be like." Maybe it wasn't the most romantic way of asking Obi-Wan to give him a chance, but it was one he meant sincerely. Obi-Wan was good at surviving, and even better at reading a situation. Once he knew the world would be a better place for him, he'd come around. The end. Author's Notes. I had a day where I was accepting Alpha 17 Obi-Wan prompts on Tumblr. This came from the prompt, "The Mandalorians take Coruscant. Alpha 17 claims Obi-Wan for his own."